Hello and welcome to the Parenting Tools podcast. My name is Jason.
And my name is Jordan. This is the podcast for you guys, where we talk about, broke the fourth wall, where we talk about our lives as dads, all the hilarious chaos and the unrelenting beauty that goes into being parents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
So Jordan, right off the bat, I've got some big news.
Ooh,
look. You tape your expectations. I've got some news.
It doesn't need a jingle.
Doesn't need a jingle. It's not that big.
Okay.
It's big for me. I've lost half a stone.
Come on now.
7 pounds.
Yep.
I feel very proud of myself.
Since when?
Last week. That's 1 week.
Good for you.
Hardcore calorie counting.
Calorie counting. That's how you've been doing it. You got an app?
Yep.
Which one you been?
MyFitnessPal.
Oh, I love MyFitnessPal.
Mine's glitched out, and so I get the premium features without paying for premium.
Ooh.
So.
Come on now. This is a stroke.
Keep on it. But anyway, I thought that was big news.
Good for you.
Yeah, feel good.
What was it? Obese or nobese?
Obese or nobese.
Bringing it back.
Yeah. I've got 10 weeks until I turn 30.
10 weeks?
10 weeks.
I had a little panic, you know. I went on Facebook today or yesterday. Ooh. Don't often go on Facebook.
That would give you a panic.
And your mum said, happy birthday to my son. But it was your brother.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no. Have I missed his birthday?
I'd be so sad.
I was very relieved when it wasn't yours. No, so good for you. Half a stone.
Half stone, yeah, that existential crisis heading towards 30 is real.
Mm.
I've been thinking about this a lot, and I think, why is it that our generation, 30 is such a big deal? I think I've nailed it.
Oh, this is big.
Friends.
As in the TV show?
The TV show Friends.
Why is that?
All culminates in them ending being 30 in the show. That's when it supposedly ends.
Does it?
Yep.
I'm going to say something a bit controversial.
Ooh, don't like Friends.
It's not that funny. Oh. I like Chandler.
Bing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of like my kind of humour, the silly one-liners. But I just find it very predictable and you know what's coming.
I like it for nostalgia.
But then I will also sit and watch it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Good to put on and like in the background and not listen to.
It's good TV.
Nah, I'm not the biggest fan of Friends.
No.
But there we go.
Anyway, yeah, I think there's just this whole wave of everyone's scared to 30. I mean, obviously, what's it like on the other side?
Bleak.
Maybe that's the reason why.
Painful.
Maybe because it's like at this sort of age, we realise that we were promised adulthood being fun.
Mm.
And we realise that most of the time, it's not. Like, we were promised freedom. You could skateboard whenever you want.
You and the skateboard.
I know, I love it.
I don't know what it is about 30. Now you've said it, I'm thinking, is it because there's not been a milestone for a long time? So you go like 16, 18, 21. They're quite milestone. And then it's 30.
I think that's the point, because we, our generation especially, likes to just lengthen out childhood. Or the fact that we don't want to grow up.
Oh, yeah.
And like 30 is the kind of point where you can't claim to be young anymore. And so it's like, oh, we've just... When I was when I was 22, I didn't like in my head believe that I was like a full on proper adult.
Yeah, I'm, you know, very much aware that I am no longer a young adult, no longer classed as a young. Like I'm mid 30s.
Yep,
I will be soon. But now I did the same. I was thinking 30. I want to go into my 30s in peak condition, the best condition I've ever been in, and I was. I would say. The week after I was 30, my daughter was born. Exactly 7 days. Oh, so you had my wife, 9 months pregnant, and me getting in the best shape I've ever been in. And she was hating it.
I love it.
Yeah, so there we go. Yeah, well, good for you. Keep up the good work. But that sounds really patronising, but I'm not being patronising.
No, I take it genuinely. What's really funny is that trying to explain this concept to a three-year-old, because you don't want to cast any sort of like give him any food issues like early on, and like she's happily eating away, and there's, you know, mum and dad like eating very little, and she's like, why aren't you eating as much? And it's like, it's been tentative trying to explain, you know, we were a little bit overweight, we're losing weight now, but
diabetes,
you know, yeah, you need to keep growing, you need to keep putting on weight, like that's a good thing, keep going.
Yeah,
mummy and daddy need to stop eating chocolate. Like, she's trying to give us snacks and stuff like that. And it's like, but.
Over Christmas, I did go big on Christmas. I ate a lot.
Yeah.
And Luca drummed on my belly and made up the song Big Fat Belly. Have I ever told you about when I was using smart scales? When I did get to 30 and I was losing all this weight, I was aiming for welterweight. I told you that before.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was September. I stopped weighing. And then January, I thought, right, let's lose a bit of weight now. And I got on my smart scales and it said, is this the same person? He wanted me to make a new profile. And then I went back to football. So I was getting in, like, I was doing loads of cardio. I was really healthy. Went back to football after having COVID over the Christmas. And one of the lads went to me, oh, I can tell you've had COVID, you know, your fitness has just dropped. So that's nothing to do with the fact I've put on a stone and a half.
Just all that turkey and all those potatoes.
So many dumplings. I've never had a dumpling. I don't know why I said that. It's just a funny word. If you're watching on YouTube, swiftly moving on, you'll see that we're in a different location.
New studio,
a.k.a.
My living room.
Your living room. And the Easter decorations.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can see. Yeah,
happening.
We've got all of Noah's rabbit toys, and like she's made these little crafts, which they're hideous.
They're made.
They were like activities.
They're nice.
I mean, they're nice as a stretch.
But I mean, for a three-year-old's craft, I thought they were bored.
I think M did the heavy lifting on the craft.
Okay.
I think Noah's just mildly entertained. We've also started doing an Easter egg hunt. But we started them like this week. So we did one on Sunday. And now all Noah wants to do is put them all back and go again.
Bless her. They're exciting.
It's really fun. So we do that all over the house.
Yeah.
But now it's fine. You'll do like four in a row. And there's nowhere else to hide them. She knows exactly where they are. But she loves it.
Do you know what the worst thing about Easter is? What? The term hoppy Easter.
I've never heard that before.
You haven't seen that?
No.
Or like, excellent.
All the egg puns. It's
exciting. Yeah. But hoppy Easter. When I see hoppy Easter, I just think, jog on.
I'm really looking forward to Easter Sunday, particularly. I work on Easter Sunday. It's a big day in the church calendar.
Oh, yeah. Big old day in the church calendar.
Big day. I'm sorry to say, but I'm really excited to eat my Easter egg.
After the dieting.
Because it's my entire day's calories in that one Easter egg.
Boom.
And I'm going for it.
What's your Easter egg of choice?
Over there, little mini eggs one behind
mini
you.
Mini eggs?
Yeah. Went for
I'll turn to prove the point.
A more modest sized one, but it's got all my calories in. And so I'm just going to fast the rest of the day. Absolutely smash the egg.
I like a Rolo. Easter egg.
Rolos underrated.
They are underrated. They are underrated. Thank you so chocolate. Much.
They are good. Just the whole size is perfect.
Yeah.
The ratios of caramel to chocolate.
Yeah. Something nice about having an Easter egg with other chocolates inside it. It feels like a bit of a 2-for-1.
Have you seen the ones now that have got like the, if it's special chocolate, the egg's made out of that stuff. So if you've got a mini egg, massive one, it's got mini egg inside the whole egg.
Like,
they're like chunky.
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 Chunky monkey.
They're like a tenner each, but if I had the calories spare.
Can I bring the tone down slightly?
Yep.
How naff is the weather that we are having in England right now?
I didn't notice.
It is just so cold and wet. And I know everyone's going to be thinking, well, you live in England, but like it's especially, we had about 3 days of sun and everyone was like, it's spring, we.
Yeah.
And then now it's just rubbish again.
It was, so today when I went out, it looked sunny, but it was still cold.
Yes. Yeah.
But it wasn't that bad.
Mm.
I do prefer just to stay indoors anyway.
As a general rule.
Just a general rule of life.
But yeah, it's just a very bleak week.
Bleak week.
It's a bleak week. My car's in for MOT today.
It's not going well.
Yeah, so that's, you know, could add to the bleakness, or it could be amazing, depending on what they say. But on Saturday, because you're on your health kick and half stone down,
yeah,
we had the 3 sunny days. Leanne opened the curtains in the morning and it was sunny. And I thought, I'm going to go out for a run. Jason's getting fit and healthy. I've got no excuse not to do it.
Yep. No excuse.
So I thought, I'm going to go for a run. It was freezing and the wind was atrocious. I voice noted you during the run, basically blaming my agony
impressed.
On you.
I was impressed that you could talk and run. I'm not at that stage yet.
It was awful. And my back hurt the next day because of the head. When I say the headwind was strong, dear me, I was leaning into it. My lower back muscles were working very hard. I did an accidental 7.5K.
Accidental?
Yeah. I planned on doing a 5K.
I dream of being at that place. I just went for a run, accidentally did 25% more than I expected to.
Oh, when you word it
50%
like that.
More.
Yeah.
My maths is terrible. 25.
I don't know, but
50%
yeah.
More.
There are 3 loops near me. There's a 5K, there's a 7.5.
Did another one.
Yeah, and there's a 10. And I thought this one was the 5. Wasn't.
There are no accidents happening when I'm doing exercise of going longer.
You're a big boy. You can hold it. Oh, here's something that parenting is just so mental. And last week's episode, I said potty training is going really well.
Yeah.
We are 5 days removed from that episode coming out. It is not going well.
It's now going terrible. What's happening?
She's just, no code browns. But today, so on a Wednesday, Myla goes and has a day with Leanne's dad. And because she's been, you know, weeing not on the potty, I said to her, where are you going to do your wee-wees today? She went, in my pants. I said, no, you do them on the potty. I says, where are you going to do your wee-wees? She went, in my pants. And it's just like this whole thing of she's like given up on. It's like it's a choice. Like I can do this now. It's my choice where I'm going to wee.
Yeah.
Whereas before it was like, oh no. And like she'd quickly run to the potty or she'd come and get you, say, I need a wee-wee. Now it's like she's mastered it. And so I'm just going to do it here.
She realised that it's actually easier.
Just
go in your pants and let someone else deal with it.
Yeah, and someone will come change me. There's no repercussions for me. I'm going to do it here.
So we all end up back there again.
Circle of life. So you go. Rubbish weather, Easter, potty training has taken a backward step. That's my week.
And I know this will come out after Easter now, as we've established. But Easter weekend, so usually it's full on because I have to work Friday and Sunday. So I have to do a Good Friday service and an Easter Sunday service. But on Saturday, Noah is doing rehearsals for her dance show that she's doing with a little dance
club.
This is the expensive thing.
Yeah.
However, only one parent is allowed to go.
Who's got
so
the
unfortunately,
cord?
I have to stay at home.
Oh,
by
no.
myself, and just finish some work.
Shame.
I know. I think you're allowed one parent and one grandparent. I've made that up, but I know they're both going.
It's when both of you rock up and they go, "Excuse me,
who's the grandparent?"
Yeah, who's the grandparent here? Oh, amazing. Really, really randomly, before we move on to the next
segment.
Before we
actually get onto content.
Before we get onto funny things your kids have said this week. The TikTok algorithm has taken me down the rabbit hole. Or more accurately, up the cow's hoof.
That made me feel quite icky.
Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah.
So I was on TikTok the other day, and I only use TikTok for the pod. So a lot of our content is, you know, parenting stuff, a lot of basketball content that I consume. And we share an account. So I feel the need to explain this.
Just in case I see some weird things.
Yeah. So there's a guy called the Hoof GP who tends to cow's hooves.
I think I've seen it.
On our TikTok.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
So what he does, he like shaves them down. There's also someone that does it for horse shoes, but I don't know why the hoofs have resonated with me more. But like if there's a cow that's got like an infected hoof or they've stood on a nail and it's the hoof GP comes out and he films it all.
Yeah.
It is fascinating.
It's it makes me very squirmish.
It's like, proper car crash content, like the whole thing of you can't look away, but...
So I find it very squirmish, because all in my head I think is, what if he shaves too much?
Oh, well, he talks about this. Yeah, so basically, it's like a nail. It's like cutting a nail. And then you know when you can see a bit of... You know when you've gone too far with a nail.
Yeah.
It's the same with a cow's hoof. Oh. I've learned so much.
You're thinking about maybe a career move?
No, not quite. Look at these hands. But yeah, it's just the algorithm took me down the garden path, dear me, and now I just can't stop watching this guy shaving cow's hooves. So yeah, shout out to the Hoof GP.
Jordan, I think it's time for some
rescue me
FTYKHST week.
FTYKHST.
That just stops at this.
Yeah.
Sounded funny things your kids have said this week.
I just mumbled as well.
It actually doesn't make that any quicker.
No. But like, it's going to stick. Oh, come on then.
We've had a message from Sarabella.
Yep.
And she said, "Daddy, where's the hair gone at the front of your head?" Kids are savage.
I'm expecting this question in the not too distant future.
I took a photo of my hairline recently because I've noticed it has shifted.
Shifted?
Yeah. It's moved.
Yep. Well, you're nearly 30.
Honestly, it's getting further back.
Mm.
And I can see little baby hairs where it used to be a solid hairline.
How do you feel?
Frightening.
How do you feel about it?
Honestly, horrid.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would be this attached to my hair.
No, nor did I.
But it is, it's scary. I'm like, what can I do to get it back? It's like a bad breakup, isn't it? I didn't appreciate it when it was here.
A Titanic. Come back. Come back. No, this is a, obviously for a lot of people, this is going into a deep topic, but it's a big old thing.
It's huge. Like, and it's the reality of you don't really think you're going to get there, and then it starts happening, and then you realise, oh man, like, it seems so trivial on the other side of things, isn't it? Like, make jokes about it, and you go through it, and you're like, oh no, where's my hair going?
Yeah, I always thought, like, because my dad's hairline is like a receding hairline, but he's, you know, nearly 60. I noticed it in my late 20s. And just, I always thought, I'll just shave it off. And then it started to happen. I'm like, I don't want to shave it off. I don't want to shave my hair off. I don't like going outside when it's windy. I don't like getting my hair wet in front of people.
Gets it like...
Yeah, because it's just... Yeah.
Would you ever go to Turkey?
No.
Get the old transplant?
No, I don't think I would. I mean, I've seen them and I think a lot of them look brilliant.
Do you know the reason why I don't think I could do it? Is the aftercare. I'm not that dedicated.
I think for me, it's more the embarrassment.
Well, like, yeah, and you've got a for like a few, like it could, a month or so, it's very obvious you've had a hair transplant.
Yeah. No, I make jokes about my hairline as a self-preservation thing. Like I get in there first for other people can sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But it is, and Leanne will tell you, my confidence and my self-esteem has been rocked because of it.
It's so weird, isn't it? Because as someone else, like, it doesn't look that bad.
Well, and then like...
But it's because you see yourself every day.
Every day.
And that's the thing of like, for most people won't even realise it. And that's like a lot of our own insecurities and stuff that we struggle with. Most people, like, not in a bad way, but most people don't care. Like, yeah, for us, it feels so like huge.
Yeah.
But... Yeah,
I've always enjoyed my hair. My dad will say when I was 3-4 years old, he said you were always very like, this is how I want my hair cut, this is how I want it styled. So I've always liked it. I wasn't ever one of those ones that did nothing with it and I'm not bothered. So for it to start going, I was like, oh no, like, it feels like it's part of my identity. Like I was always the guy with the blonde hair and the glasses. So yeah, it's just one of those things. I think a lot of people deal with it. A lot of people have it. You know, worse, quote unquote, worse. But yeah, shout out to the fellas losing their hair that don't feel good about themselves because there are some days where I don't want to leave the house. Gosh. Well, yeah, this has come from Daddy. Where's the hair gone at the front of your head?
We took a turn, didn't we?
Kids are savage. So please do send us the funny things your kids have said this week.
We will turn it into an existential crisis.
Yeah. So on what day was it? I don't know what day it was. One day on the weekend, I said to Luca, should we go outside? I said, it's a nice day. Do you want to go outside? He says, no, I just want to stay. I just want to sit down. And I don't know if this is a lockdown thing because he's a lockdown baby, but he would rather just sit down on the sofa and watch films than go and play outside. Can't blame him, but
yeah.
I'm trying to encourage him to go outside.
Sometimes that's all right, though.
Yeah, well, sometimes. But I'm trying to encourage him to go outside and play. And I said, come on, we can ride your bike. He went, no. So what, we can go for a walk on the field. And he just lost it with me. Not like shouted at me, but like in a sort of how many times have I got to say no. He went, all I want to do is sit down on the sofa, watch a film. I want to be comfortable while I'm doing it. And he just wrapped himself up in this blanket and went and sat on the sofa.
I'm so proud of him.
I know.
That's amazing.
That really tickled me. Bless his heart.
That's amazing.
I know.
So I get that quite often with... So on Monday and Tuesday afternoons, I pick her up from preschool at lunchtime. And so we've got the afternoons together both days. Usually the Monday is like full of stuff. We're doing all the activities. Now on Tuesday afternoon, it's usually, I just want to sit down and watch TV. And it's great. I love it.
It is nice when they sit still.
Yeah.
But
what's the most annoying is when they ask for a film and they don't sit down to watch it.
Don't sit down and watch it.
Like, yeah. That should be a crime.
That should be a crime.
It's so annoying. Because I get into it, even kids' films.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you've got to follow the story.
And then they want to go and play with Teletubbies after 20 minutes.
Nah, not for me.
No.
And speaking of the sofa, so Myla's got into this little phase of if I'm sat down and get up, she will sit where I'm sat and she'll go, ha ha, I'm in your seat. And then I'll have to like pretend that I can't see her and sit on her or pretend that I want to have a lie down and lie down on her or just tickle her. So today she did the whole, ha ha, I'm in your seat. I said, oh, I'm getting a bit tired. I need to lie down. Lay on her, and she just kicked me off the sofa. So I exaggerated, like rolled off and just lay there still. And she went, ha, daddy's dead. 2. I didn't even know she knew what that was.
Wow. No.
See, that became a thing then. You know, she wanted to kick me off the sofa and...
pretend that you were dead.
Yeah. And I'd have to really exaggerate the fall.
Yeah.
And she would just giggle her head off. Do you know, like when they're proper chuckling away and then they get hiccups. So yeah, that was nice. That made me laugh today. Ha, daddy's dead.
Oh, there's a few things that Noah said this week that made me chuckle. The first one was we were just about to go somewhere as a family. And Em just went, oh, I just need a quick wait. And Noah went, oh, not again. That was really funny.
Just milking. Yeah. I was going to say milking the water on part of the diet, but are you finding yourself going to the toilet loads with the diet?
I'm drinking like 5 litres of water a day.
5?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, so I have like a pint in the morning of water. I just need to clarify. First thing I do, like wake up, have a pint of water, and then I just try and drink as much as I can.
Wow. 5 litres a day.
I think because I'm trying to like... The worst thing that I have at the moment is I'm not hungry, but I've got habits of snacking.
Mm.
And like, it is literally like just something I do automatically. Mm. And I can feel myself, like when I'm sitting down at my computer, I can feel myself wanting to like just eat something.
Snacks.
And I'm not hungry. Or even like when I'm... the weirdest sensation I had the other day, finished a weekly shop, got in the car, and after about...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
30 seconds, I was like, this doesn't feel right. What's going on? Because usually I treat myself and buy a little snack for the way home. Either like a little milkshake or a little chocolate bar. And I went, this is like, I have to change this. This is not actually good.
Wow.
So that's why I'm drinking water, just trying to replace it with something.
And is that why Noah's now like, gosh?
No, just she thinks that Em has a pee bladder.
Just had enough.
But I was putting her to bed today, and she was just like, oh, Daddy, you're amazing.
Oh.
It made me feel so good inside.
Isn't that the best?
Yeah, I love it.
When they do that.
But she, 2 seconds before that, she was crying for mummy.
I want mummy.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah. Isn't it horrible when mummy is not here? Like, mummy's not around and they're crying for mummy and it's like, there's nothing I can do.
That was tonight. And like, I was put into bed. It was read the book. Everything was going really well. And then as I was just about to like, okay, right, it's time for bed. She just went, I really miss mummy. And I was like, that's so hard. But Em and Noah have been doing this thing really strange but really funny. It worked once when dropping Noah off at preschool, and now we do it all the time. Like, you know, there's, you find these little weird things, and it's like we give her hugs to put in her pocket. For some reason she finds it hilarious where she says, I'm gonna like store that hug like in my trousers.
Oh,
it's just really funny.
I wonder if she ever gets it out, just gives herself a little hug. I wonder if she does.
Too much. Can't go. But yeah, that worked tonight as well. I was like, maybe left me some hugs in my pocket. So there we go.
Oh, that's good.
It's working.
Yeah, that's
even good. If it's just distraction.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah, the wild distraction is key. Distraction is everything in parenting. Yeah. It's funny you say about getting into those little things and little routines and quirks that you do. A few months ago, got into this thing of, I'd be drying Myla's hair, and then halfway through, she would just run away, and I would chase her, and she would just go and hide, which was cute at first, and then Luca started doing it. But now I can't dry their hair. So they'll get out of the bath, and they're just dripping wet.
Yep.
I'm like, come get dry, and as soon as I start drying them, they just run off, and they go to bed drenched. And Leanne's there going, you made a game of this? I'm like, I know I did. But like, come get dry now. And they're just running off because they think it's part of the game, but it's really frustrating.
I love it. Like, we are like routine central. Like,
yeah,
we do the exact same stuff like all the time. It just seems to work for Noah. Mm. And it's just, there's many of those little moments that we're doing like the most ridiculous things, but it's like, no one loves it, and it's like creating memories. And like, yeah, in 10 years' time, she'll be like, do you remember when you used to do that? That was really stupid, but.
And she'll be like, no. Don't remember that.
Yeah, because who carries memories forward? I think kids nowadays will have better memories because we've got so many photos.
Yeah.
And so many videos. So even if they don't actually remember it, they'll think they remember it
from the
photos.
They'll have a memory of the photo. Yeah. So when you're like, do you remember when you used to keep hugs in your pocket? She'll be like, no.
Here's a photo of it. That's just a pocket.
Yeah, here's you holding a hug. It's just an empty hand. That is so cute though. Hugs in the pockets. I've been wondering this week, what are some things that you don't have to teach your kids? And the more I thought of it, the more common they became.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
I was putting my daughter to bed and she rolled her sleeve up and she scratched an itch. And I thought, I haven't had to teach you that. Nobody's taught you that.
Yeah.
Like, you've not come to me and gone, Daddy, my skin's a bit funny. And I've gone, ha ha, that's an itch.
It's called a scratch.
Now, these things on your fingers that you make me bleed with, give that a little light little, that's called a scratch, and that'll make your itch feel better. Never had to teach her that. It was just a thing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about like blinking and breathing, like that's obvious.
And being rebellious.
Back talk. But things like that. So the first thing that came to mind that you don't have to teach children, that they all naturally do.
Yeah.
Asking, are we there yet?
Yeah. The first time this happened, I thought it was quite cute. Oh, like we're getting a concept. Then it keeps happening. It's not as cute. Yeah. Whereas I'm still thinking, where has she picked it up from? She's got to have picked it up from somewhere.
Where do they all pick it up?
Probably from Peppa Pig or something stupid like that.
But they all do it, regardless of what they watch, regardless of what they don't watch. All children will ask, are we there yet?
Yeah.
Or are we nearly there yet? Our kids will do it when we're going to Nanny's house and they know where it is and they know where they are. Are we there? No. Can you see Nanny's house? You know we're not there.
You've written down one which I think is really funny, is hiding when doing a poo.
Yep.
Like there's that stage in potty training where they're like, they need to be by themselves, where they will hide.
Yeah.
And it's like that sense of like embarrassment or whatever it is, but they've realised this is something that should be done in private.
I'm ashamed. Do you know what mean girls, when the guy starts singing, he goes, don't look at me. It's like,
I think it's more of a sense of they realise this, I need to concentrate for this, leave me alone.
You just see like their head and like getting their face getting red. And the other side, like behind the sofa, are you doing a poo? And they're like, no.
Or just silence.
But nobody says to them, look, if you need a poo, just go hide.
Yeah. Let's go hide.
Just go hide behind the sofa or behind the curtain. No one tells them that. They will just do it.
Yeah.
Nobody teaches them that.
I don't know whether it's like Are all these things like instinctive? Mm. I think most of them probably are. But like, are we there yet? Have we ingrained that into now our genes?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's part of their DNA.
I wonder with some people who have kids that don't speak English, if you're from a different part of the world, yes. Is that the same? Or is there like a local colloquial term?
Yes.
That they've picked up from the world around them?
That's a really good question. International listeners.
Yeah.
Let us know. Is there a local equivalent?
Because it could just be like they've just generically picked it up because it's just part of British culture.
I wonder what "are we there yet" is in Spanish.
Well, I can't speak Spanish, so.
I know, yeah. But I bet it would sound cool. I bet I wouldn't mind hearing it every 5 minutes.
I bet I wouldn't mind hearing it. Well, you would if you were Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I'd be impressed if Noah came out with that.
No. To hit somebody to hurt them.
Yeah. Again, like just, you can see like a toddler getting frustrated and they don't know how to deal with it. But it's that intent, isn't it? It's not just, I'm not just kicking out of air. It's, I want to hurt you.
Yeah. And nobody teaches them. Like if someone's annoying you, make a little fist, hit them with it.
Yeah.
But they just know to do that. They just know this is going to hurt someone or I don't know. No one teaches them that because you actively teach your kids not to hit.
I didn't teach my daughter to separate her food into piles. I only want to eat my beans if they're not touching the toast. Didn't teach her that.
Beans on toast.
It's called beans on toast for a reason.
What is it with...
And she will say, do you want beans on toast, Noah? No, I want beans and toast.
Yeah. My kids love toast. They love beans. You put the beans on the toast, nah.
Yeah. Like, I know it gets a little bit soggy, but that's part of the process.
That's the best part of the process, in my opinion.
But it's that thing of, doesn't usually like food mixed together. There's only certain pastas and pasta sauces that she'll have as all one big thing.
Really?
Yeah, it's really weird. And it changes every day, so I've not cracked it.
Beans on toast is...
That's as simple as you get.
Speaking of food, this is off the teaching them topic. Does your nursery give you an update of what they've eaten?
Yes.
And isn't it just ridiculous?
Yeah.
So it would be like, I don't know, we struggle to get our children to eat veg. But it would be like they've had broccoli pie.
Yep.
And avocado for pudding. And it would be like, and it says the amount they've eaten. It would be like broccoli, all. Avocado, most. I'm thinking... That's not true.
They will eat better and more stuff when they're not at home because it's like the social environment.
Mm.
Everyone else is doing it. So, of course, I'm not going to make a fuss about this.
But it's random, really, like tortillas. And I'm like, okay, well, let's make, if they like tortillas. And that's the other thing you do. You say, right, they've been eating this at nursery. We'll incorporate it into our house.
Yeah.
And then you cook it at home. They don't touch it. They don't want it.
Literally, last week, Noah enjoyed her food at nursery so much at preschool. She was like, can I have sausage and mash when we get home? And like a particular sausage and a particular type of mash. I was like, great. Let's go to the shop. You can show me which ones it is and we'll do it. Made it. Didn't. Daddy, this isn't the same.
Didn't touch it.
What are you going to do? Noah's going through a...
Try again.
I think she's going through a growth spurt at the moment. So she's just eating so much like outside of normal food times. And like she's quite small, so we're like, just give her food whenever she wants. Like
yeah.
At the moment, if she's eating, great. Have you seen those rice cake packets?
Yeah,
she devoured like 5 or 6 of those the other day.
Chocolate covered or
they were beetroot flavored.
Oh wow!
She's got allergies; she can't have chocolate ones, but she loves them, and they smell like Monster Munch. Like they are pungent.
Pungent.
Yeah. But she smashed like half a pack and I was like, wow, we've got to take it easy on these rice cakes.
Go easy on the rice cakes.
Yeah, still ate at dinner though.
Well, yeah, there's not much to them, is there? A lot of air. So yeah, let us know anything that you think you haven't had to teach your kids. It's just pre-programmed into them. Like asking, are we there yet?
I'm trying to think now.
Yeah, let us know @ Parenting Tools Pod. We have come into a new realm of parenting.
Ooh.
We've hit a new level. We've leveled up. Yeah, leveled up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say leveled up.
Oh, got them.
I've said multiple times, Luke started school in September. He is now being asked to go to his friend's house to play. And it's, you know, people we don't know.
Yeah.
He's met them at school, his friends from school.
Wow.
You know, get a text from the WhatsApp. Does Luke want to come for a play? And that's a new thing now for
Without us. One of you, yeah.
Yeah, so he'll go home with... So today, he went to one of his friend's house. He was buzzing to go.
I bet, yeah.
They asked him on Friday, it's Wednesday today, and every day. Like, is it today, sir? Is it today? Is it today? Nope, not today. So we, like, counted out the days for him. And this morning he came in, he was like, today's the day. It's like it was Christmas. So the lad's mum picked him up from school. They went home together, had dinner, had a play with another friend as well. But it's very, because in the grand scheme of things, we don't know him.
It's huge.
It's huge. It's a whole new thing, but it's also really nice because you don't get that drop-off time at the gate anymore like they used to. I remember, like, you'd see parents chatting for ages. Hmm. But now it's very quick. You drop them off, you leave. So you don't get that time to chat. So it's been really nice to get a little bit more than a good morning.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you? How's your day been? How's your week been? To get to chat to some other parents. And then you've got, like, kids' parties on a Saturday, like that's our weekends now, is football and yep. parties. So it's been really nice to get to speak to other parents, other dads, see him, like, making friends. Because that's what, you know, you think, how's he going to settle in? Is he going to make friends? And then you get a text saying he's been asked to come round. You think, oh, brilliant, he's making friends. He's
makes me nervous.
It did at the start because, like I said, it's kind of like we don't really know this family, but they're lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, so, and at the same time, it's like, is he going to be okay? Is he going to be polite? And you're doing a lot of things like, use your manners. How's he going to be? I think that's more the nerve-wracking thing is, how is he going to be? They're like, if, I don't know, if they're giving beans on toast, he's like, I don't like that.
Like, beans and toast, please, separate. Yeah.
Is he going to refuse food there like he refuses food at home? And all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's a new realm of parenting. It's been a nice one. On Sunday, I was at a party and there was three dads, it was myself and two others. And we started to chat about what it's like being, like, having a conversation like we do. And it was really nice to just sit and talk to other dads about how we found it so far. There was a couple, and yeah, they all had kids same age as my kids, like 2 and 4, similar age gaps. How we were saying, you know, lockdown with one was really quite nice. And then we had a second and we were like, okay, this is different. Yeah, talking about things like, you know, struggling with the sleep and going back to work and paternity leave, all that kind of stuff. One of the chaps, their daughter was premature. So they were talking about how, you know, they had the struggles with that, much like yourself. It's just been really nice to get to speak to the other parents at the school, just outside of the drop-off and the pickup.
It's quite bizarre because obviously we talk about our kids in this setting like every week.
Yeah.
And we started it because we didn't have a lot of this in our life. And there wasn't a lot of it going on. Like, you have the occasional bit. But now again, when I have those conversations with people, it's like, for many of them, it's the first time.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is a whole thing for them. They've been carrying around a lot of this stuff they want to talk about, but it just never comes out because there's not usually the space for it. And it is like, it fascinates me every time when I have like a new conversation. They're like, this is the first time I've properly spoke about it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. But when it coming back to the kids going to other people's houses, I remember when I was in, it must have been like year one or two or something, and I knew the plan was for me to go to my friend's house one night that week. I went the wrong time. And so after school, I just went with them.
And just rocked up.
Rocked up. And both me and my friend were like, yeah, this is the right day. I remember the parents being like, are you sure? And we're like, yep. Went to the house. 2 hours later, my parents were like, we've been looking for you everywhere. Like, the school has been like, everyone's been out. And I'm like, oh.
They did. You got the wrong day.
Yep.
This is before texting as before well. Before
mobile, like proper mobile phones.
Yeah.
Yeah. But one thing I think I've already decided, and listeners with teenagers like today probably could weigh in on this more. I'm not a fan of sleepovers. Like, especially as like they get into the teenage years. And I remember listening to someone about like, especially teenage sleepovers when there's multiple people going around of us, you have so little control about who's going and like what stuff's being brought in. And as a parent, you can't monitor like what teenagers are doing, like to an extent. And it's like that feeling of like, that makes me really like really nervous.
Yeah.
And not from the sense of like, don't want to miss out on all that sort of stuff. But also the other side of it is there's like, there's so much, not to like doom it, but like so much negative stuff which can come out of those situations. But yeah, I don't feel like a big fan of those.
Yeah, see,
I also don't want other kids just sleeping over at my house without their parents.
My first thing is, yep, sleepover, great. I think because our kids just do not sleep through the night.
Yeah, good luck. There you go.
Yeah, see you later. Off you go. Enjoy your sleepover.
But like, it's that level of, especially when it's people that you don't really know.
Mm.
And it's the next step up, isn't it? Of just going over to, now you stay at the house and we don't know them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those things. It's like, right, don't worry about that.
Just, the introvert in me is like dying.
Yeah. Some of my best memories from being a teenager and growing up are sleepovers.
Oh, yeah.
But then also some of the stupidest stuff I ever did.
Some of the stuff which I'm like, came
sleepovers.
I can't believe I did that. I remember I went to somebody's birthday once where I only knew the person whose birthday it was. And there was 8 of us. And I drew on everyone's faces with permanent marker.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know, honestly. I don't know. I think my brother once came home.
With people you don't know or didn't know.
I didn't know him at all. And like, I must have been...
Did they know it was you?
Yeah.
So in the morning they were like,
I was the only one without pen on my face.
You did. That's amazing.
I must have only been about like 7 or 8, maybe 9 at a push.
That's hilarious.
What was worse is that my parents came to pick me up the next day because I had to go to church.
Everyone else
was staying for like the morning thing. And so I got picked up. Everyone's like realizing this pen doesn't come off. I'm just leaving.
See it.
Oh man, I think I was dying inside. I was never invited back around to the house.
Oh yeah, I can see why.
Imagine what they thought about my parents, that child.
Yeah. Oh, I think I would have done that a lot. I think my parents would have been very frowned upon by a lot of other parents because of my stupidity. I remember once a friend of mine had a really powerful slingshot. Nice. And so we were shooting like little pebbles and all sorts out of this slingshot, and they were flying. So I thought, I can clear the house with this slingshot. And I don't just mean his house, I mean the house behind his house. And so I picked up a rock, pinged it over the house, but it didn't go as far as I thought it would. So it went over his house and just landed before the next house. But there were people outside the front door. I didn't know that. I couldn't see them.
Yeah.
You don't think of things like, actually... Where's this landing?
You don't think of anything.
You don't think like that. You just think, this is going to fly. It's going to be awesome. There's a knock on the door at like my friend's house. People behind them going like, this rock just nearly hit me. Like, it could have smashed my window. Could have hit me. My wife was stood there. And then I'm there like, yeah, it was me. And they were like, why did you do it? I was just like, I don't know.
You don't have like the...
You don't think.
You don't have the emotional... maturity or capacity to even process to say sorry, because you don't realize.
Yeah,
like it's just I
said sorry, and
I thought it'd be cool,
and I was like, yeah, like appreciate that you could have got. But at the time, you just don't think, like, I do not know where this rock is going. and I am launching it. All sorts of stuff going on at sleepovers. I remember once, same person's house, they had this shed in the back garden. It was quite big, and we were always asleep in this shed. I woke up with stomach pains right at the top of my stomach, like right below the rib cage, and I thought it was my heart. So I woke up and I was like, there's something wrong here. It's like 4 a.m. And I did have a mobile phone. So I'm phoning my house number because I knew it off by heart because we did back then. So my mum and dad, like, they eventually wake up and I'm going, there's something wrong with my heart. Can you come to Joe's house to get me? So they take me to hospital. I find a key and I let myself out, lock the door, post it through. They take me to hospital and I get seen by this, I think she was Iranian doctor. And she had a bit of an accent. And so she was like asking me all these questions. And I'd been to a gig and I'd had one sip of beer. Because these adults gave me beer. And I'm thinking like, why were you giving kids beer? Like, you weirdos. And I had one sip because my friends did.
Yeah.
And this doctor was like, have you drunk alcohol? And I was like, no. Because my mum and dad were there. You do drugs? I was like, no. And then she went, do your balls work? And I said, my what? She went, do your balls work? I went, my balls? So I'm like 15. I go, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think my balls are fine. And she went, no, your balls, your digestive. I went, oh, my bowels. My mum and dad were in hysterics. I can remember seeing them sat on the hospital. But my mum's face was so red and her face was just buried in my dad's shoulder. My dad's like got his hand over his mouth because I've misheard bowels. And that all came from a sleepover. And it's like some of the stories that you come out with from being a teenager when you're the sleepovers are horrific.
I imagine like having a teenager is actually really quite fun for those moments.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Parents and Tools. We really do appreciate it. As always, if you want to leave us a review and a rating, please do. If you're watching on YouTube, stick a thumb up. I mean, like, click. Stick it up. Yeah.
This is a little bit of bonus content for those that are still listening. Did you see when we were chatting to Mr. P, whenever he put his thumb up, Zoom put a little bubble?
I noticed that.
We were too like far in for me to figure out how to turn that off, but I just thought it was really funny.
Like a little gesture.
Yep, I'm not about that. Don't like it.
Gesture control.
Yep.
There you go.
Leave me alone, Skynet. And we'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.